And so when she kept bothering him, he said, if you really could do it, if you really could let him rise from the dead. So it was one of these days that he kept thinking, I wonder if she really could do it. And then if she could, I'll marry her. Just think, we'll have our brother back. So it was the next day. Those men always went out, they always went out hunting. And they had gone out hunting again. And then the one next to him, his next brother, he told his brother, the one that was older than him, the one next to him, which should be the third one. He said, that little old woman that got this daughter, she said that if I marry her, she could make our brother come alive. And that his older brother didn't say anything for a while. And finally he said, yeah, why don't you marry her? Let her become your wife. And just think, we'll live with our brother again. So when that woman went to him again, he said, okay, I'll marry you. So he said, if you could make my brother live again, I will marry you. And she was really in love with him because she wasn't very good looking anyway. So it was in one of those days that little woman said, this is a day, I'm going to give you a day when I will do it. He said, go get your brother and bring him inside the house. And so they went over and brought him and put him in with blankets that they used to call them. It's these skins, these bearded seal skins that they got. And they had put him inside of that. So they brought him inside the house. And she said, turn the lights off. So they turned the lights off. And it became real dark in there. Real dark. The people start watching. Everything was quiet. And then all of a sudden they heard that sound from inside that bearded seal skin. They heard a sound that sounded like it was coming out. And then yet you couldn't tell what that woman was doing. You couldn't tell. And anyway, that skin kept moving and start making quite a bit of noise. And then they heard something like it was crackling. And then after that noise, they heard a voice go, oh, and they start looking. And it was real dark in there. They couldn't see. And then it was quiet for a while. And then you couldn't hear anything in there. It was so quiet in there. They could hear it. They could hear that thing, crackling like somebody was coming alive from that grave. They could hear it, and they could hear that sound. And then finally, they couldn't hear anything anymore. So they turned the light on. And and they said nothing happened to him. And they said he just made a noise, that's all. And that rich man's son said, I thought you said that you would make my brother come alive. That's why you wanted to become my wife. You wanted me for a husband. And she didn't say anything for a while. And she said, why don't you wait for a while? Wait for me. So she went home. And she was gone for a while. And she came back with a seal poke. And it was a seal poke that she got. And she said, turn the lights off. Turn the lights off again. So they turned the lights off again. They decided to do the same thing again, the same process they went through. And when they started again, she started that thing again. She heard that noise, that sound on that coffin making noise. And then he started making noise like that. You know, a person suffering like that eerie voice going, and she could hear somebody breathing. And she said, okay. And they turned the lights on. And he was already sitting up when they turned the lights on. There was nothing wrong with them, nothing whatsoever. And so they put his clothes on. When he became a man, and then when her oldest brother became alive, that younger boy, that rich man's son, married her and took her home to his parents. And that's the end of the story.